Astrologically, there are two types of people in the world. There are those who pursue and want to know where their destination is. They want to know when the energy is going to be right. And then the other type of people are those who people who adapt according to what happens. Over the next 3 months of all our lives, that is a new zodiac year of Sun in Aries, Sun in Taurus, Sun in Gemini, there's going to be a combination of both. You're going to have things happening to you, for you, and because of you, that are just going to happen to you, and you've got to learn to adapt. We have Pluto going into Aquarius. We have Saturn in Pisces. We have Mars in Cancer, and Mars in Cancer in April, May, March and April is going to be fascinating to see what Mars in Cancer, where there are no planets in Cancer, where there have been no planets in Cancer for the past 2 years, what Mars in Cancer is going to produce. And when it produces something, you have to adapt and change. You can't be stubborn about it. Learning to adapt. Water star signs always, that is Saturn and Neptune in Pisces, with the Mars in Cancer join the Sun in Aries, defines you've got to adapt. Water has got to flow. If it's blocked and it's just not moving, then you've got to make it flow. You've got to you get the plumber in and you've got to unblock it. The definition of many people's lives is they're going to have to adapt and change and realize that I've got a blockage and I need to unblock it. Other people, they'll be quite happy that it's got magically unblocked. Suddenly, it just got magically unblocked since the middle of March with the Saturn going into Pisces and the end of March with the Mars going into Pisces. Just magically, it got unblocked. Magically, it happened. Magically. Something you've been waiting for, because the Saturn effect for some people has been blocking their lives for the past 3 years, for the past 6 years, or past 9 years. Now it's magically, it just happened. How could it happen? Now the Sun in Aries defines that Saturn is now sitting in the 12th house of karma, and with Neptune in Pisces, it defines what you really, really have been imagining and wanting. And that's why Napoleon Hill's Think Big, Grow Rich book was a definition of you got to imagine it. If you're not imagining what your future is going to look like, or what you want your future to look like, it's not going to happen. So you imagine, and then it happens. You imagine what destiny wants you to imagine. You can't imagine yourself living in Timbuktu or South Africa or New Zealand somewhere, because you don't belong there. But you can imagine yourself living somewhere else, living in another apartment, living in another home, or having a new relationship. Everyone can imagine something. And what your imagination has been doing in March and April has been imagining, making sure that image in your head, your imagination gets excited, because I can see it. When you can see your future, especially if you go to a psychic, they can see your future. When you can see your future clearly, especially in March and April, when you see your future, you know you've got an aim, goal, and ambition. On the palmistry, the video clips I've been making, the palmistry defines we all have a heartline, a headline, and a lifeline. Everybody has three lines, every single person. And the definition of living life on earth is always to have a heart, that is to love something about life. Love relationships, love whatever you love, whatever it is you love about life. Everybody's got a love. Heart and life go together. And the headline defines, in the middle, defines your determination of what you aims, goals, and ambitions, what you want out of life. We all have to desire something that we haven't got in our lives today. And the desire gives you your heart and your head, it gives you your heart and your soul, it gives your heart and your life energy that extra push forwards. And that's what Aries is all about. March and April is all about knowing exactly what you want and going for it. What I do have to say to some readers is because of the adaptability energies, and because of the planets moving in April and May and June, that is significantly Jupiter enters Taurus in middle of May and Mars enters Leo on the 20th of May. The definition of a wait and see for some people will apply. Wait and see, because you might even see an even better idea, an even better inspirational, an even better destination if you just wait a little bit longer. But some people impulsively, they can't wait and they just want to take whatever comes along first. If they take what comes along first and it isn't blessed by destiny and it isn't right for them, they're going to have to get rid of it in order to get that something new in May and June. Friends, I wish you a very nice season ahead.